When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so group therapy is a place where you can kind of come and ask our listeners advice, basically.
Yeah, we don't have any, you know, the emotional bias that might influence what we tell you. And especially if your issue has to do with family, you can't necessarily go to them either.
Yeah, I mean, like your friends are biased, your family's biased. Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in, especially when a wedding's involved. Brett, that's the situation with you. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so thank you so much for allowing us to contact you on this. Will you walk us through your situation?
Yeah, so I'm getting married.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
And so my father-in-law generously offered to pay for the wedding. However, he has like a rule that he's only paying for it if there's going to be no bar.
No bar? Like no bar. No alcohol?
No booze, no alcohol, nothing. So, you know, that doesn't really work for us because, like, we like to drink, our friends like to drink. Like, who likes the wedding with no bar? Like, that's horrible. So, we...
Yeah, who wants to go to a dry wedding, right?
Yeah, no, we're not going to have that. No, no way. So, we've offered to pay for the bar, you know, like, on our own.
Uh-huh.
But he's, like, not okay with that. He doesn't drink. He doesn't, you know, believe in drinking and... He basically said if we pay for it on our own, he won't contribute anything towards the wedding at all if there's a bar or alcohol, which I think is crazy. I guess the question is, like, do we respect his wishes or do we do what, like, we want since it's our wedding?
Is he going so far as to say, look, if you don't listen to me, then I'm not coming, I'm not paying? I mean, is he doing more than just withholding money, or is it just money?
Yeah, like, he just doesn't want to be around, like, people drinking. He says it bothers him, like, he just is so against alcohol.
So he's, like, threatening not to even come.
Yeah, so, like, okay. I can't imagine him, like, not being there. But at the same time, I also can't imagine, like, him dictating our wedding. Like, it's not his wedding, it's ours.
Okay.
And... like, I'm not doing a dry wedding.
Okay. Okay, so you're wanting to know, basically, how do I, and how do me and my fiancé, you know, approach this with my future father-in-law? And there's got to be some sort of compromise, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, how do I approach this, and what do we do?
Okay. All right. Well, we got a bunch of people texting in already. If you want to hang out, maybe we can help steer you in the right direction. And, yeah, definitely, like... follow up with us and let us know, you know, what ended up happening and what works. And then again, congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
For sure. And yeah, thanks so much.
And you're welcome.
Oh man. Like, when you say compromise, like, I don't see a compromise because it's a very black and white opposite end of the spectrum. Like, they want to have a bar at their wedding. He's all like, if there's a bar, I'm not even coming,
right?
Let alone pay for it. I'm not even going to be there. So I'm not sure, like, what the compromise would be, other than they don't have a bar at the wedding, and then they don't necessarily get the wedding they want.
So here's the thing, and I think you're right. It is kind of black and white, and I don't know if there is a compromise. But to me, it's easy. It's like, you don't have alcohol. Like, and then just have a party. Maybe you have an after party after the reception.
Yeah.
Maybe have a...
That might be the thing to do.
A reception, and then, hey, after the party, there's an after party, you know, type of thing.
Yes. And because, again, this is his future father-in-law. So you definitely don't want to get off on the wrong foot by, like, kind of sending a giant signal.
I mean, hopefully he gets off on the... Wait, I said that wrong.
Listen, we want to make the right impression.
Yeah.
We want to see you're joining this family. You're going to be a part of this family. So we don't want anyone to be upset, especially the father of your bride.
Yeah. All right. So I'd love to hear your thoughts, especially if you dealt with this exact issue. All right. 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Man, group therapy gets so awkward when it's weddings involved and it's family, and the father-in-law is like, yo, I have quit drinking, so I don't want there to be booze at your upcoming wedding. And, you know, the bride and groom are like, we don't want to have a dry wedding.
Yeah, so he's offering to pay for the wedding, and he doesn't want alcohol to be a part of it. No. And he's even going as far as to saying he's not going to be there if they go ahead and have a bar there. Mm. And it's kind of like we've got a lot of people on both sides of the issue, because we have Demetrius saying, I don't agree with you, Ben and Kelly, about going with the father-in-law's decision on this. I mean, that's their wedding. I understand not wanting to drink or anything, but this goes beyond that. It's imposing his decision, his choice on their special day. I'm just going to go to his whim because he's the future father-in-law, sets the precedent of he can get his way if he wants on other life choices of theirs.
Interesting. Harry, you are kind of saying the same thing, yeah?
I have kind of dealt with it before, and honestly, I regret it because it went their way. I will say, put your foot down. It doesn't matter if he's his father-in-law. This is the most important day of his life and his fiance. If he doesn't like that, then good luck. Go and do whatever you want to go and do, and they can have their wedding. And trust me, he will come there and do whatever he needs to do to get his daughter happy and on her best life.
So, Harry, you're saying that it's a false threat by the father-in-law that, you know, have your wedding and he's going to come anyways.
Yeah.
Bold strategy, you know? Harry. Bold strategy. All right, man. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the guy that's going to walk her down the aisle, you know, father-daughter dances. I mean, these are all like traditional things that a bride looks forward to when she thinks about her wedding. Now, Tracy on Facebook kind of throws out the whole, and we don't really know the backstory of the father-in-law's, you know, he said just recently quit drinking. So maybe there was an addiction issue and this has been a real battle for him. And that's what she's pointing to. In most cases, it's your wedding. Do what you want. In this case, though, and as someone who has seen what alcohol does to people, I would respect his wish and not have it. I've never understood the need to have a bar at every social event anyways. I can have plenty of fun without it. I do agree with the idea to have a party after the party for those that want to go out and drink and party more. But if you care for the father-in-law, I feel like this is the best solution in this case. Him paying, you all paying, doesn't matter. But excluding him basically for alcohol, don't think would be right.
I mean, you can have a party without alcohol, but it's just less fun.
Right, but maybe other people suggested too, maybe you start the bar late in the evening so that you can still do the traditional things at the reception before. And then if father-in-law wants to leave after all of that, then you kick in with the bar and stay later and kind of switch the party to the kind that you'd like.
Claudia, 30 seconds, your thoughts.
I would probably say, okay, we're not going to have alcohol at the reception to make sure that we're not going to have this issue and then have an after party for the young group.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best compromise, Claudia, is to do the dry wedding reception, but then have kind of an after party for the friends who want to live it up.
Right, because you don't want to throw it in the face of people that are recovering, you know. That's like saying, well, too bad, so sad for you. We're just going to drink in front of you.
All right, well, Claudia, thank you.
Exactly, especially when it's someone as significant to this couple as a father-in-law. I think, you know, that needs to be considered.
And look, I know that there are a lot of people that are like, yo, it's your wedding, it's your day. Normally, I would say, yes, it is your wedding, it is your day. And in this case, though, I'm saying, and I don't think it sets a precedence that the father-in-law can just throw his will around and control you guys for the rest of your life just because if you have booze or not booze at your wedding.
Yeah, he didn't really indicate that this is like a pattern for the father-in-law, that he is, you know, tried to butt into their other life choices up at this point. I mean, and we don't necessarily know the depths of if there is an addiction issue there, but we can kind of assume the fact that he's recently quit drinking, probably for a reason, that maybe the best way to go is to try to appease him the best way. And then, you know, after party.
Okay, so I think we're all saying the same. Well, I guess you and I are all saying the same thing here.
There are those that are out there just like, doesn't matter. Yeah. You get one day.
I know. So, So Kelly and I are saying, and a handful of other people are saying, have the dry wedding, appease the father-in-law, but then for your friends and other family who really want to party and tie one on and make some bad decisions with the bridesmaids, then you can have the after party.
That's what it comes down
That's
to.
Right, it does.
The bad decisions with the bridesmaids. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so that's group therapy. If you want to comment, you always can. At Ben and Kelly Show.